I see Commissioner Gloag, Commissioner Bartholomew on the call, Chief Narowski, Jessica, Lieutenant Deputy Chief Todd. At 6:03, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Everyone will please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Commissioners, roll call. Commissioner Gloag.
Present.
And Commissioner Bartholomew.
Here.
And Commissioner Leonard, present. Okay, all members of the commission are present. Public portion of the meeting. Is there anyone who would like to speak on the agenda tonight?
No. I don't see anyone.
Anyone from the public like to speak? Okay, last call. Anyone like to speak from the public? Okay, with no responses, I will close the public portion of the meeting. Any additions, corrections, or anything that we'd like to adopt for tonight's agenda?
I have nothing.
Chief has nothing. Commissioner Bartholomew?
I don't have anything.
Commissioner Gloag?
I have nothing.
And Deputy Chief Todd? He's muted, so we won't, we probably won't get a response from him. All right. Hearing none, we'll move along with tonight's agenda. I would look for, I know everyone saw the minutes, or at least they were sent out. If everyone's seen the minutes, I would look for a motion to adopt the minutes of the February meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Commissioner Gloag made the motion.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Bartholomew seconded it. Any discussion on the motion?
No, pretty straightforward.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion carries. The minutes have been adopted. Old business. Anything from the commission?
No.
Hearing nothing. Chief Narowski, anything on your old business?
Nothing.
Okay. Deputy Chief Todd?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right, so we'll move along through old business. New business. Any of the commissioners have anything?
I do not.
No, okay. Neither do I.
All right, both commissioners. Chief, anything under new business?
Nothing under new business. I'll just cover it under my activity reports.
Okay. Deputy Chief Todd, anything?
Nothing.
Okay, all right. No news is good news, I guess. I'll just leave that out there. Department reports, Chief.
Okay, so on the activity report, you can start to see we're exactly 1 year into our COVID transition in our policing. So you're going to see a drastic drop in your motor vehicle violations. For example, this time last year, in February, we were at 194 enforcement actions, and this month we're at 29. So you can see that that tremendous drop, and that's indicative of COVID. We're just starting to come back to some sense of normalcy. Nothing really out of the ordinary in our activity report. As far as the budget, as a segue in, you see that we're doing a little better than we were at the beginning of the week as far as proportionally spent in overtime. We're only 20,000 underspent in overtime currently. We were at, I believe it was 26,000 overspent. That doesn't mean we went negative. It just means that if you basically took the right remaining weeks we have and you figured out an average, we are proportionally overspent. One good thing that we have is because we haven't hired that replacement patrolman now, we have $30,000 to offset that in the patrolman wages line. So it looks like we're potentially going to be doing a transfer to make budget this year out of one line into overtime wages. So in response, the commissioners hopefully saw the email I sent to the boat. I presented the budget as was indicated. And in essence, there was a suggestion to delay the hiring of a police officer by 6 months. And in essence, what that means is really a layoff because we are in the final stages of bringing on new candidates. So we have three potential candidates who are fast tracking right now as to move on. And I'd like to present those to the commission ASAP so we can backfill this position. So that's the only budgetary concern. On a side note, we've completed our testing and evaluation of our in-car and body-worn cameras. We're going to recommend a Motorola product, which has been rebranded as Motorola. It used to be WatchGuard. We did an evaluation of another camera system that we were not happy with, and this is a fraction of the cost of Axon. So we are, based on your recommendation, fast-tracking an application. The applications have, in fact, opened for the state. They're rolling applications, and they are first come, first serve. When the money is depleted, it's gone. So we want to be in a pole position to apply for that grant. I discussed that with City Hall management today, this afternoon, and what we're planning on doing is placing that on the Board of Aldermen meeting agenda this Thursday. And it would be basically just requesting permission for the mayor to apply for the grant because it is the CEO of the municipality who actually signs the grant. So we would just be asking permission for him to apply for that grant. And then we can at least get it into the hopper with potentially looking for the funding source to come from capital and a procurement next fiscal year. So that's really all I have for the department reports. Really no other business.
Anything from the other commissioners? Thanks, Chief, on the camera issue. I know it's been challenging to pick all of this up and keep it moving and hopefully putting us in a pole position to get some of the money back.
So just to quickly interject on that, this is a very simple grant, so it may not be a true 50%. For example, things that we're picking up on is that outside services like electrical services to accommodate this, cabling for data and shipping, those are things that are not covered under this grant. So it may be more like a 45% reimbursement over the total cost.
Well, and again, anything reimbursed is better than not having anything at all. So.
And what's the total cost of this for this brand?
So the numbers I had prior to this are going to be low. It was didn't have all the proper equipment. I would believe we're at like $115,000, that is that doesn't consider the second and third items. And then there was some things that were left out. So I don't want to put the deputy on the spot, but he's been working this, so he would have the most current numbers.
But it's already much less than the other one, so that's pretty good.
Yes, the current numbers, it was 113. As of today, it went up to almost 117.
Awesome. Thank you.
Much better than 330.
Yeah. Way, way much better.
And that's loaded as well. So it's not distributed over the 5 years. There will be a reoccurring maintenance cost annually, but it's much lower. It's somewhere in the $8,000, $10,000 range annually rather than, 70 or 80,000.
Okay. No other comments on department reports? Any other questions, folks?
Yeah.
All right. We'll move along to communications. Any communications?
I don't believe there are any, Jess. I don't see it in the packet, so I would assume there are no communications.
I didn't see any either, so I'm going to go under the assumption there were no communications. Okay. item 10, local traffic authority.
No LTA issues.
Question I had, Chief, now that the weather's starting to turn warm, there was some action on the crosswalk at the rec camp. Has that ever been resolved, or have we moved forward with that yet?
I would, again, default to the deputy because he's the LTA coordinator there. I know the city obtained a grant from UI to the tune of like $20,000, but I don't know how that fits in the big picture and scope of things.
Yeah, that's pretty much at a standstill because we do not have the money to go forward with what we have to do there. So really, it's sitting stagnant waiting for suggestions for funding sources.
Okay. Anything we can do to move that along as the commission?
I mean, other than formally coming up with a proposal, possibly to the Board of Alders or something along those lines, really it's going to require a lot of work dealing with state right-of-ways, things like that. That's going to involve, I'm sure, corp counsel, things like that, because that's way beyond the scope of anything we can do at the police department.
Okay. I'm just thinking maybe the council of governments, maybe bring it up to them, see if there's anything they can work on from there. Has that been done before yet, Deputy Chief, or?
Well, I mean, they've been involved in this for years. And again, they there's not much from my last recollection of talking to Rick Dunn. There's not much that they're able to do to help us with this. It's really a matter of funding and then applying to the state for a right of way to add in any signage we may want to do along those lines. But, you know, it's kind of I don't quite know where to turn as far as who you even have design a system. So, you know, we're going to have to start with, you know, an engineering firm, possibly corp counsel. It's going to be a multi-faceted approach, and we don't even have nearly enough money to even start that right now.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it in the hopper for now. And if something comes available, we'll jump on it as quick as we can. Go ahead, Chief.
We did brief up our representatives, the two that really go into that area, Kara Rochelle and Nicole Claritas. They're aware of it. They were forwarded on. They tried to take some type of action, even Themis when she was in office. The issue was is that everything has gone by the wayside right now with the legislative session, and they're trying to fast track everything. As a matter of fact, Judiciary Committee just came out today on the use of force. They passed it on, so it's going to both the House and the Senate. We got a little cleanup language in the Police Accountability Bill. As far as if that goes forward, we're going to be doing fairly well with use of force, something that was really, really bad for law enforcement in general, might turn out to be better. But we're getting slews of new legislative proposals. So I really don't think this is on their radar right at the moment.
Okay. We'll keep it in the, like I said, in the background. If something moves, we'll jump on it. Anything from the commissioners as far as local traffic? No. All right. Having no other business before the commission, I would look for a motion for adjournment.
I'll make it.
Okay. Made by Commissioner Bartholomew.
I'll second it.
Yep.
No discussion on a journey?
No, all in favor.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, no abstentions. All right, everyone, have a safe and healthy month, and we'll be back next month for the next meeting.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Care.